Africa is under the influence of foreigners.
Calling +27. Got a Category 4 ticket to spare?
The other side of the 2010 World Cup in South Africa.
Professor Patrick Bond of the School of Development Studies at the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban. He is a political economist with long-standing research interests in urban communities, and including global justice research in political economy, environment, social policy, and geopolitics. He also directs the Center for Civil Society based at the same university, that is, the University of KwaZulu-Natal in Durban.
Well, it is a pattern that FIFA is full of corruption, bribery, and scandal, yes, because we're not really too clear about who's gotten whatever kind of backhanders it required to make FIFA come to Africa. This is the first time that the World Cup has been played in Africa. It has been played in Latin America, and in 2002 it was played in Korea and Japan. But there is a journalist, Andrew Jennings, whose book Foul documents in some detail, and there's also some court cases, one in Zug in Switzerland, that show it's a standard practice to engage in, quote, bribery and corruption, ticket rackets, diversion of funds, as Andrew Jennings puts it, and has documented and has not been sued for libel as a result of his investigations and others. We do have a sense that FIFA is quite a mafia and is taking a vast amount of the profits. Probably more than 90% of the profits will leave South Africa, over $3 billion estimated profits, just going to this little shadowy group in Switzerland. A group that, by the way, wouldn't even disclose its contracts with the South African government on grounds that it's merely a private club based in Zurich, Switzerland, FIFA, and doesn't have to tell the South African public what it is that the governments, both the national and the municipal, have given away to FIFA as a condition for hosting the cup. The answer is, as MasterCard, the credit card company, put it in the Zug court case that I mentioned, quote, any company should have grave concerns about doing business with FIFA. Lying, deception, and bad faith are standard operating procedure, end quote. So they simply tough out any criticism. There's been criticism in just the last few weeks that this isn't just a sort of a matter of FIFA coming to Africa, where, especially in South Africa, we have a culture of corruption. We had some assassinations in Mbombela associated with the stadium building, and the president himself is known to be quite corrupt. He had 16 counts of corruption against him taken off the books just a few weeks before being elected president in 2009. But even in the last few weeks, we've seen reports, for example, the head of England's 2018 World Cup bid that suggests that Spain and Russia are engaged in bribing referees. So yeah, we've seen enough evidence, including in South Africa, the very finest cricket player in the country a few years ago, Hansie Cronier, of match fixing and corruption associated with commercialized sport. It's just a great tragedy and reminds us again that when you commodify something that should be as graceful and artistic and full of passion and real human initiative as sport, that you can run into extreme trouble.